Papa, George, was one of 13 children. I think 10 of them were boys. Sadie was one of 11, and 10 of them were girls. It occurred to me recently that I don't remember ever hearing Papa talk about the early years, or life with Dad as a boy, or having a young Ernie practically living with them. Nan would recount stories endlessly, but if ever a man lived in the present moment, it was Papa. I believe that Dad was actually more like his father than his mother, but I doubt that Dad would have agreed. Papa had the same mischievous twinkle in his eye. He had a fantastic sense of humour and could make us all laugh. He had a lovely singing voice and could dance really well. Dad would do something or buy something and say, "Don't tell your mother." And Papa would say to me, "Don't tell your grandmother." He and I would often go for long walks on the lovely countryside around Hest Bank on the fringes of Morecambe Bay. Nan would always tell him to be careful and remind him that he had me, a 5 or 6 year old, with him. She'd tell me to look after Papa and don't get up to mischief. But of course, every walk would be an adventure. We always walked across fields with cows in, and I always managed to tread in several cowpaths. However, on one occasion, we were chased by a very large bull in the field, and I actually remember Papa picking me up and running full speed towards the hedge and literally being hurled through the air and over the hedge. As I landed on the verge, I turned to see my grandfather, with a big grin on his face, bursting through the hedge with the angry bull a few yards behind him. Papa never stopped smiling, took my hand, said, "Don't tell your Nan," and whistled all the way home. I did love Nan and Pop's relationship. A great example of how to make a marriage work. He never left the house without giving her a kiss, and I certainly never heard raised voices or anything resembling an argument between them.